You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 1998, Wyoming college student Matthew Shepard was kidnapped and beaten to death because he was gay. Composer Craig Hella Johnson had a personal reaction to that murder, and he turned his feelings into song. The work, considering Matthew Shepard, will have its Idaho debut this Sunday. Opera Idaho is teaming up with its own critical mass vocal artists, the Boise Gay Men's Chorus and the Boise Women's Chorus at the Cathedral of the Rockies on the closing day of Boise Pride Week to perform this. With me live in studio is the artistic director of the critical mass vocal artist, Dr. Michael Porter. Also joining us is two-time Grammy winner Matt Alber. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tell me about this music. It is profound.
Absolutely. It is very profound. It leads the audience through this journey of understanding who Matthew Shepard was as a human being, as this gregarious 21-year-old boy who was full of life and full of love, and how not only this tragedy happened to him, but how we reacted to that. What does that say about us as a community? How do we react to that? And then learning from those lessons, how do we take these lessons and move on? How do we continue to love each other as a community and take these lessons and let his memory live on?
How did the two of you first find out about this piece of music?
Well, actually, Matt's got a long history with this work.
Oh, well, yeah, I had the pleasure of working with the composer, Craig Johnson. Craig hired me back in 1998 to sing in a choir of his in San Francisco. And the morning that we all learned about what happened to Matt Shepard, I came to work and told Craig about it. And I said, Craig, his name was Matt. And we cried together. And all these years later, Craig has written this beautiful piece about Matt.
And it is stunning to think it's been 21 years.
Yes.
And why is it still so important to be telling this story? I mean, it seems like such a dumb question, but the fact that we are still having to have these conversations, right?
No, absolutely. Because this is something that will be with us, and these lessons that we learn, and just as that the musical example that you played, is as we tell each other these stories so that not only can we remember, but we can learn from these stories. It's just so interesting, because when I was a college student at the time that this happened, so I remember hearing about it and being so affected by it. And when I talk to my students now, I teach at Boise State, and I talk to them about this, they need to be reminded about this. I think I remember who this Matthew Shepard was. And I said, well, sit down. Let me tell you the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and unfortunately, hate crimes are on the rise. We still live in a world full of fear and hate. And it's important to tell this story to realize that we're still dealing with this kind of stuff.
How about in a place like Idaho, bringing this to Idaho, where we are still trying to add the words into our state constitution?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is another testimony that this is something that our leaders, this is something that our community needs to recognize. They need to recognize how these policies, how these actions affect our brothers and sisters, how we need to not only respect them, but to identify with them and to understand their history and their pain and how we can come together.
And be allies.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Matt, you're actually in town for this performance.
I came here just to
just for this. Right. So what made you decide, I'm going to come to Boise and I'm going to perform?
Well, it wasn't a very hard decision.
Okay.
Mike called me and said, hey, would you like to come and sing? And I think I just said yes. any chance I get to sing this beautiful piece, it's an amazing thing when you're in the audience, because not only is it as a chance to listen to what happened to Matt, but you get to learn so much, so many things about who he was, and then you're also, you know, and sometimes in the concert it feels like you're at an opera. Other times it feels like you're at the Country Music Awards. Other times it feels like you're at a blues club. The music is so varied in this that there's really something for everybody.
And it is a full length.
Absolutely. It's about a 90-minute work.
Mm-hmm.
Without intermission, and there will be some visuals, there'll be solos, some spoken word, which comes from news reports from the time and testimonies from mm-hmm. the court proceedings.
And you've brought in other choirs as well. I mean, obvious
yeah,
question,
the yes.
Gay Men's
absolutely.
Chorus.
The Boise Gay Men's Chorus and the Women's Chorus, of course. This was just a wonderful event to show this idea of community and keeping them involved with this.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, and then bringing it in to really wrap up Boise Pride Week.
Absolutely, right.
And let's be clear, this is open to anyone.
Absolutely. This is an all-come event,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, happening on Sunday at 7:30 at the Cathedral of the Rockies. And what a great place to have it as well. Just a very mm-hmm. welcoming space.
What have rehearsals been like, Matt? Because, I mean, you have so many, you know, moving pieces with this, and you kind of pop into town, right?
I have the easy job.
Right.
These folks have been working for months, and I get to just pop in and be a guest.
Mm-hmm. And what's been the reaction from everyone who's participating in this?
Well, it's funny. I talked to the members at Critical Mass, and they've all said, you know, of all the pieces we've done, this is going to be a highlight for me. This is one of those benchmark pieces that I'm going to look back upon and say, I had a chance to be a part of this production. And they're one that, you know, I hope that they love all their performances that they do, but this is one that they're going to remember for years and right. years and years.
And do we have time to play a last clip of this? And it is because we do want people to really get an understanding of what this moment and what happened to Matthew and how it profoundly affected our society. And as you said, Michael, especially if you were coming of age at that same time,
yes, yes.
because that's what I remember
mm-hmm,
as well.
Right, right. When I've spoken with several people, they said, oh, I can't wait to hear this. I'm just afraid this is going to be a little too difficult for me to encounter. And what I say is that, yes, it will cause you to wrestle with some things, remember some things that have happened in the past, but it will always leave us with remembering the great things about mm-hmm. Matthew Shepard and how his love and his passion, and how you're going to walk off loving your neighbors, loving your brothers and sisters.
And sometimes we have to remember the difficult things. Considering Matthew Shepard will be performed Sunday at 7:30 at the Cathedral of the Rockies in Boise. Many thanks to our guest today, Artistic Director of Opera Idaho's Critical Mass Vocal Artist, Dr. Michael Porter, and to Matt Albert. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. We're going to play you out with a little bit of music here. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You've been listening to Idaho Matters.